Hello and welcome to MGS podcast number 3. Today we're interviewing one of our teachers, Febrian Bunuwin, which we will call Feb from now on. Hello and welcome, Feb.
Hi, Chris.
All right, we have some questions for you today.
Awesome.
Why did you start playing music? What brought you to the guitar?
It was actually after high school. I was kind of stressed out during exams. I didn't really do music in high school, so I was more into hip hop and rap and all that kind of music. But after around year 12 exams, I picked up my dad's guitar in his room. And he learnt songs online, pretty much taught myself.
Was he a player? Was he a player?
Dad knew chords. So eventually I ended up teaching him after a few years. But yeah, he played a few chords, but that's about it, I guess.
Is it only the guitar that you took up, or did you play any other instrument?
No, I just took up the guitar. That I did play around with a bit of keyboard and drums, but I think my focus was guitar. There was like so much of the guitar that I wanted to learn, and there's so much that I still haven't discovered yet and learnt. It's never ending.
Same with, it's never ending. You've got to love the journey.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first tune, the first song that you learned on the guitar?
May not be the first one, but one of the first one was by Blink-182, All the Small Things. So kind of a punk kind of riffy thing.
Way after my time.
Yeah.
Is anybody else in your family that's musical?
No one else is, I believe. No, dad's not, mum's not. Oh, dad, obviously, a little few chords, but mostly it's just me and my family.
Right. Who's your favourite musician, guitar player, or whoever?
Lately, I've been listening to Jack Pearson, who's a slide player. So I'm really picking up on some of that slide now, getting the notes to ring out and... Yeah, he's very good at making the guitar sound like a voice, a human voice, which is what I want to do.
Nothing better than great slide playing.
Yeah.
I love it, although that you don't hear much of it in jazz.
There's a fine line, though, to great slide playing and screeching cats.
There is. Unfortunately, I sound like my two cats when I'm doing it. Do you remember your first teacher?
I taught myself, so.
Taught yourself, yeah.
My friend actually taught me a bit of jazz stuff during my journey, so it's probably my first teacher.
How do you handle mistakes during a performance?
Just fake it through. Don't let anyone see you react to it, and they probably never noticed it.
Spoken like a true professional. What advice would you give to beginners who are nervous?
A lot of practice, I think. A lot of practice. Making sure you're confident with the song. And I think playing with other people too. And start off maybe with a small audience with mum, dad, brothers, sisters, and then build up from there. I think you'll grow with confidence.
Now, you said a lot of practice. How much practice do you do?
Lately, to be honest, not much since I've been working. It's just the practice comes when there's performances, I think, for me. When you get a bit older and get less time to spend practicing, so just before performances, maybe one or two days, just working on that particular song, that particular set.
Do you compose? Do you write songs?
I have written songs, but I don't have the heart to sit down and compose songs as my goal. It's just now and then I want to build on a melody, I want to put some chords together, that kind of thing, just for fun, I think, mostly.
It takes a particular kind of discipline to write.
I'm not there yet.
Yeah, it takes a completely different headspace.
You need to be honest with yourself, I think, a bit, and make sure you're not doing... Yeah, not writing another song, someone else's song. That's
very hard these days.
Very hard.
What is your most valued material possession? Here I am talking
music,
to a guitar player.
As a musician or as a...
Well, yes, as a musician.
As a musician, okay.
It has to be your guitar.
It has to be that new one, the new Telecaster. So it's a 2012 American Telecaster. For now, it is the most valuable value to me. In terms of things that I have, I think there's a Strat that I started playing with when I was younger that has lots of memories with it. So it's got a different kind of value, I guess, to it.
All right, for those who like the technical details, what gauge strings do you use?
For electrics, I use a bit lighter, so 9 to 46.
It's very light.
Very light. I am going into the 10s, but yeah, 9 or 10, but not too heavy on the bottoms too. But for acoustics, I'm also a bit light, so 10 to 52.
What kind of amp do you use for your electric?
For my electric, I'm using a Bad Cat Cougar. It's 15 watts, so it's a tube amp. Quite loud, breaks up pretty quickly, so it gets a bit crunchy. Not as clean as the Fenders.
Nothing as clean as the Fenders. Can be annoying sometimes, how clean they are. But,
too clean.
Is there something you'd like to do more of in the future?
I would want to play a bit more in bands. I think that would build my chops up a bit more.
More live performance.
More live performance. Yeah. Playing with other musicians that are really good.
Yeah, it's invaluable to
get challenged with that. That's something I would like to do.
It's kind of a weird question, but where would you like to find yourself in 10 years' time?
10 years? I would be 40. I'd be 40. Yeah, probably hopefully with a few children, with my wife. And maybe also have a school of my own and students. Working from home, I guess, taking it easy, not working too hard. Settling down more.
Well, if you had children, you won't be it won't be that easy.
They'll be as quiet as I am.
good luck with that. But there's nothing better than your own children.
Yeah.
And now for the big question: what is your favorite dessert?
Dessert. I'm pretty simple, so an egg tart. It's fine.
That's it. Nothing fancy.
Mud cakes,
yeah,
that's it.
That egg tart
with a milkshake, nice.
Sounds good. Many thanks, Feb. That was Febrin Bunawin, and that's it for our third podcast. My name is Chris Alexander. You can find this on Facebook, and please subscribe to this podcast. If you would like any more information about My Guitar School or MGS Music, please visit our website at campus.myguitarschool.com.au/. So, Feb, do you want to play something to play out this podcast?
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Okay. Nice. That's it.
That's it.